Today on Politics in Action, we'll remember the contributions of Black Canadians in the war effort. In local news, the city of Sherbrooke has announced a single-use plastics ban. And finally, we'll analyze the inner workings of Canada's current prescription drug shortage. I'm your host, Kabir, and you're listening to CJMQ on 88.9 FM. On Monday morning, we honored our fallen troops through Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day is held to signify the armistice agreement that ended the First World War. World War I is remembered to have taken over 60,000 Canadian lives, young Canadians who had families waiting for them back home. Over the course of time, Remembrance Day has evolved into a time in which we as Canadians pay our respects to members of the armed forces for protecting and ensuring our way of life. While we honor our active members and veterans, it is important to remember that many heroes defended Canada without any recognition. A prime example is in the First World War, Black Canadians pressured the government to allow them to join the fight as they were initially barred from defending the country on the grounds of their dark skin. The segregated No. 2 Battalion consisted of Black men from around the country who worked on constructing roads and railways while fortifying the trenches and combat zones. This provided considerable help to soldiers on the front lines. Further into World War I, Black soldiers were conscripted to fight, something that had never been done before. Black Canadians continued to fight into the Second World War and throughout Canada's history. We recognize the contribution of Black Canadians as they fought for a country that did not guarantee their own freedoms once they returned home. Black Canadians were not recognized for their efforts until 1982, when the Black Cultural Society of Nova Scotia told the story of these Canadian heroes. In this moment of remembrance, it is important to recognize the sacrifices many Canadians have made for our freedom. In local news, the city of Sherbrooke has announced that they will ban commercial single-use plastic shopping bags. Earlier this week, the city of Sherbrooke announced that it will ban single-use plastics. The province of Quebec is on the lower end of plastic bag use, so this should come as no surprise considering that many residents are employing the use of reusable methods. Nevertheless, Sherbrooke councillor and president of the city's environmental committee, Corinne Godbout, says the plastic bag ban shows that the city of Sherbrooke is committed to improving the environment and that banning the use of plastic bags by businesses will make it easier for people to pick up good environmental habits in their day-to-day lives. Sustainable practices are increasingly important today as we are facing an immediate climate crisis. The plastic ban will only impact retail establishments and will exclude dry cleaning, paper, and reusable bags. This will ease the ban's impact on businesses. This ban represents a shift to a more sustainable future. Through its implementation, it is important that people understand that although plastic bags contribute to climate change, there are many other issues which have a greater impact. An important carbon emitter is off-road vehicles. Off-road vehicles account for a substantial amount of carbon emissions in Canada. This can be avoided through carpooling and limiting one's vehicle usage. With regard to single-use products, we should embrace the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reusing items that would normally be recycled helps promote a sustainable lifestyle. For this plastic bag ban to be an effective environmental waste-reducing solution, we must work to reuse while lowering our consumption of single-use products. Nonetheless, the city of Sherbrooke has taken a positive step in the fight against global warming. In other news, Canada is seeing a shortage in prescription drugs from coast to coast. Earlier this week, Health Canada listed a shortage of over 2,000 medications. This development comes in the wake of Canada's decision to back the export of large amounts of pharmaceuticals into the US. American drug makers will soon be able to import cheaper Canadian medication to resell at a higher price in the US. The Trump administration has supported this measure, while many experts in the field say that it will be problematic for patients, as Big Pharma is known to have developed trust issues with the American public through its capitalization on the dependency of its clients. Nonetheless, The argument that treatments like insulin and chemotherapy will be more affordable and easily accessible for Americans if manufactured in Canada have prevailed thus far. Although this development is backed by the US government, the increased American demand of medications has led to a shortage for Canadians who depend on certain drugs. Health Canada estimates that around 1 in 4 Canadians have been affected by this shortage. This has been classified as a growing crisis and must be addressed by governmental figures to ensure that Canadians have access to their necessary medications. If nothing is done about this, then Canadians who depend on certain drugs will suffer in the long run. You've been listening to Politics in Action. I'm your host, Kabir, signing off. You're listening to CJMQ on 88.9 FM.